This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, January 21st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Trump, February 1 for tariffs. Acting secretaries named. STB and FTC get new chairs. Trump, Canada and Mexico tariffs likely to hit February 1. President Donald Trump has wasted little time making news on the trade front. He told reporters last night he expects to impose 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico a week from Saturday. We're thinking in terms of 25% on Mexico and Canada. I think we'll do it February 1, Trump said. Trump used his inaugural address yesterday to double down on his pledge to increase tariffs, but didn't go into specifics. He had suggested in November that he could take or hike tariffs on Mexico and Canada on the first day of his presidency. He has also pledged new tariffs on Chinese goods. Canada has reportedly prepared retaliatory measures that to respond to Trump's threat. Take note. In a memo sent to senior administration officials yesterday, the president outlined his vision for U.S. trade policy. The memo directs federal agencies to address trade deficits, study currency and trade actions unfavorable to the U.S., and explore the feasibility of an external revenue service to collect tariff revenue. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative was instructed to identify countries for bilateral or sectoral trade deals. USDA CIO takes over as acting secretary. Gary Washington, who has been USDA's chief information officer since 2018, is now serving as acting agriculture secretary while Brooke Rollins' nomination moves through the Senate. Her hearing is set for Thursday on the Senate Ag Committee. Washington was formerly the CIO for the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Elsewhere, Jim Payne, EPA Deputy General Counsel for Environmental Media and Regional Law Offices, is serving as the agency's acting administrator. The acting Interior Secretary is Walter Cruikshank, who is Deputy Director of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Also, on the first day, Trump pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, as he did in his first term, although the official withdrawal didn't come until after the 2020 presidential election, which was won by Joe Biden. The pledge was made at a post on the White House webpage of President Trump's America's First Priorities, which also says Trump would freeze government hiring except for essential employees and would pause burdensome and radical regulations not yet in effect that Biden announced. More appointments. Rural broadband proponent Brendan Carr is named the chair of the Federal Communication Commission. Carr has also been a fierce defender of Starlink, a satellite internet subsidiary of Elon Musk SpaceX, and decried a previous FCC decision to revoke broadband funding for a company over concerns about its ability to meet service requirements. Andrew Ferguson is now the chair of the Federal Trade Commission. Last week, Ferguson criticized a decision made by the committee majority to authorize a lawsuit accusing equipment manufacturer John Deere of violating antitrust laws with its repair practices. He said he supports the idea of right-to-repair legislation, but expressed concerns about the lawsuit's timing, which he said gives a stench of partisan motivation. Patrick Fuchs, a former Senate Transportation Committee staff member, the new chair of the Surface Transportation Board, which is tasked with overseeing railroad competition issues. Jeffrey Hall will continue to chair the Farm Credit Administration. Hall's an Obama appointee, and despite his term expiring October 2018, he continues to serve on the board in the absence of a replacement. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Ramaswamy to leave DOGE, which is hit with lawsuits. The Trump administration is losing half of the two-person team heading up the Department of Government Efficiency, leaving billionaire Trump ally and donor Elon Musk to lead the effort to trim trillions in government costs. Vivek Ramaswamy is leaving DOGE to run for governor of Ohio, multiple news outlets reported yesterday. Trump had named Ramaswamy and Musk to lead DOGE. Also on the DOGE front, three lawsuits were filed yesterday over DOGE to claim its operation violates the Federal Advisory Committee Act. Despite the name, DOGE is not a department of the United States government. Public Citizen, the American Federation of Government Employees, and the State Democracy Defenders Fund said in a news release. Their lawsuit names Trump and the Office of Management and Budget as defendants, charging that they are violating FACA in part because DOGE members don't have a fair balance of viewpoints. Meetings are not public, and records and work product are not available to the public. Another similar suit was filed by the National Security Counselors, a law firm. The Center for Biological Diversity, a frequent opponent of the federal government in court, also sued to obtain records on DOGE operations. Michigan Potash gets conditional loan guarantee. A new facility in Michigan would triple domestic potash production. Michigan Potash and Salt Company has gotten a conditional commitment for a loan guarantee of up to $1.26 billion from the Department of Energy for a new potash and salt production facility in Osceola County. Once operational, it will extract the process about 800,000 tons of potash and 1 million tons of food-grade salt each year. In 2023, the U.S. produced about 400,000 metric tons of potash and imported 5 million. Well, here's today's final word. Our country was forged and built by the generations of patriots who gave everything they had for our rights and our freedom. They were farmers, cowboys, and factory workers, steel workers, and coal miners, police officers, and pioneers who pushed onward, marched forward, and let no obstacle defeat their spirit or their pride. That President Trump in his second inaugural address. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, January 21st. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.